It's unfortunate that so few documentaries come to Las Cruces. It's even more unfortunate that the only one that has come this summer is the documentary chronicling the meteoric rise of the boy band One Direction. This is what we're given in Morgan Spurlock's concert film, This Is Us, which is, I suspect, just another ploy to capitalize on this band's phenomenal success. That the film came in at number one at the box office this weekend indicates that ploy is a success. The documentary consists of interviews with band members Niall, Zane, Liam, Harry, and Louis, and their families, and recounts their experiences on a world concert tour and how they deal with their newfound fame. The boys recount their experiences as individual contestants on the reality TV show The X Factor in 2010, and the formulation of their group by music producer extraordinaire Simon Cowell, following their individual eliminations from the competition. Upon shockingly being named the runners-up on their season's competition, the newly formed group already had an enormous UK fan base to turn to. Spreading across the European continent, and now the world, the rapidity of the popularity of this group has come to rival, according to the documentary, even the Beatles. Based on the tracking shots shown throughout the documentary of massive sold-out arenas of weeping girls in Tokyo, Paris, Rome, New York City, and back in London, I guess there is truth to that statement. When the boys aren't out on stage selling their music, my assessment of that in a moment, they are backstage doing the normal antics of 20-ish boys, like pulling pant-pulling type pranks on each other and their tour manager. There's also attempts at more tender scenes, with them phoning home to their moms and talking to each other about how overwhelmed and grateful they are about their sudden fame and questioning how long it will last. How effective any of this material is really depends on whether or not the viewer is interested in or cares about One Direction. As one who had never listened to their music before watching this documentary, and who found it nothing more than the bubblegum material of the NSYNC generation of 10-plus years ago, I can't say that I was affected or even interested in any of their stories. However, for the high school girls that were the vast majority of the audience I shared the theater with, I've no doubt they found the film a moving experience for the heart, mind, and soul. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.